Our goal for this month,
$1 million in sales. And if we don't, we'll be forced to kill all of you.
So you better do what he says.
Max is cleaning house.
We're going to get this place lean and mean, Theodore.
Is it just me or is this office getting darker? We need your help. The entire office has been turned into
vampires.
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 Vampires, yeah.
Did everybody know but me?
Okay, here's the deal. Bloodsucking Bastards walks the thin line between horror and comedy. It's the story of a man in a dead-end sales job who begins to suspect that the new manager at work is turning all the employees into vampires. The movie takes a while to get going, leaving a lot of the office humor in the first act, but delivering some effective thrills as things move toward the end of the movie. Genre mashups are pretty common nowadays in films, but this one manages to deconstruct the soul-sucking life of the sterile gray office environment. In the process, the film makes some pretty terrifying parallels between the life of a paper pusher and a vampire, which will either make you laugh or cry, depending on your perspective. Overall, Bloodsucking Bastards is a gory, fun-filled horror comedy. It's Dilbert with teeth, and that's something I really enjoyed. Bloodsucking Bastards gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.